Welcome back to the Captain's Run. Let's get straight into it. New Zealand Warriors season review. Finished 4th, 16 wins, 8 losses. Made their first finals series since 2018. First prelim since 2011. Webster, first year in charge as coach. Gains for 2024, Harris Tavita and Tuivasa-Sheck. Losses, Viliami Vaialea. He's at the Cowboys. Now we've also got some audio from Andrew Webster.
Before they're giving us the movement up the wires, all that stuff. Everywhere you go, everyone's talking about rugby league, and we couldn't have done it without them. Sold out Mount Smart. And I don't care if you're in the South Island or the top of the North Island. They're all talking about rugby league right now, and that's amazing. We're really proud of that, and we couldn't have done it without them. I feel like the football program's in a good position for us to launch something here and stay consistent, challenge for grand finals and win grand finals. Like Toya said, there's a lot of work to do it, though. Like, we've got to come back hungry for that, and it's got to be in our actions, not just words. And we're going to have a little break now, freshen up, and get back to it and work hard. But, yeah, just to everyone, thank you so much, the whole nation, the whole support, even the expats that are living here in Australia. And I think there's a lot of NRL fans that aren't Warriors fans are now, so really proud of that.
Smitty, what did you make of the Warriors 23 season?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic, mate. They, like, massive improvement off last year, and you and I spoke about it, how we thought that there was going to be a huge spike in their performances, given that they were back home, they were more settled. You know, and you couple that with the form of a few of their players, their leaders of their footy side, Sean Johnson, of course, Tohu Harris and Adam Fanua-Blake. I thought those three were incredible for the entire season, but they were supported by some wonderful players around them as well. Charles Nickel Klokstad was great at the back. I thought Dylan Walker was very good as well, Kempe, throughout the year. He played as a utility. He played multiple positions throughout the year, but look, they were great. And, you know, Andrew Webster needs to take a lot of credit for, you know, the turnaround, the transition into what is now a top four footy side. And I just hope that it's not a flash in the pan for them. I hope this year isn't like a 2022 that the Cowboys had, where, you know, they went so good and promised so much, and then coming into the following season, there was all these high hopes around, you know, them, you know, following up with another strong season and then just not delivering. So for mine, I think they have the players to do it. I think they have the squad to do it. You know, the inclusion of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is so exciting. It's so good for our game that Roger's back. Been away for a few years now, but he's going to add so much to that footy side. He's going to, well, if he can create more interest for them than what they have at the moment, I think he could do that in New Zealand. But in just as an overall, how good is it to see the Warriors doing well and rugby league so popular in New Zealand?
Yeah, look, it's actually, I agree with you. I hope it's not a flash in the pan, similar-ish to the Cowboys. Now, Cowboys can always come back and play well next year. But I also think that it's even, the responsibility is even more for the Warriors, because they've gained so much momentum, as you just discussed, that if they were to come out next year and lose that momentum, it's almost back to square one. It's almost the old, oh, okay, yeah, here we are, back to the old Warriors. So this opportunity, there's an argument to be made that they actually come into the season with more pressure, because if they miss this opportunity to get that groundswell to continue to get on board with the Warriors, it could genuinely change rugby league forever in the country. And it could take the Warriors into, you know, it may not win a grand final. I mean, they could win it next year, but they may not do it in the next year or two. But it's all about that 15 or 14, 15, 16 year old that's sitting there going, you know what? I'm not going to go and play union. I'm going to play league. And my goal is to play for the Warriors, because it's a powerhouse now. Yeah. And that's the kind of effect that this momentum could have for New Zealand Rugby League. And so the pressure heading into next year for Webster is to make sure that they almost cement themselves as a, you know, a top six, maybe top eight, but top six, I think, should be their goal next year. You've dealt with expectation. Arguably the most expectation any jersey's had in the modern era.
Yep.
How do you, heading into that next year, how do you make sure that standards don't drop?
Well, I think it starts with Andrew Webster as coach, of course, and then those three guys that I spoke about, the leaders of that football side. they've got to drive the standards. There's no other way about it, because if you just think it's going to happen, Kempe, it won't. If you think, oh, well, we finished top four last year, Rogers coming in, you know, that's going to make us a better side. We'll just turn up and it'll happen. Like, it doesn't. It'll start. Look, those players involved in that prelim the other night, beaten by the Broncos, it will hurt. It will hurt for, you know, a number of weeks. So, you know, I think those players need to think about that. They need to think about that feeling that they felt the other night when they were knocked out of the competition by the Broncos. But then they also have to reflect on what a fantastic season they had and the reasons why they played so well. Like, what allowed them to have such a successful season and play some great football? Was it part of their preparation? Was it the training that they were doing? You know, was it their settled life away from football as well? And that needs to be replicated. Mm. That needs to be done again. And they need to try and go to another level when they turn up at training in pre-season. They need to push each other to go again. That's the challenge. Mm. And as far as expectation is concerned, like, you know, expectation will be on them now from particularly their fans over in New Zealand. But the most important, or really the expectation that matters, is their own expectation and their own standards that they need to set.
Now, before we head to a break, we've got a very... Look, I don't know if this is legit, but it's very sweet if it is. For Cam. Hi, Dad. Cam. Kids and I want to say thanks for everything you do for us. We love you. Oh, that's sweet as anything. There you go. There you go. We're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got plenty more rugby league to talk about.